I couldn't be more excited.
Here we go.
Whoa, this is gonna be huge.
Hold on tight. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
It's the Morning Crew Radio Show on Rock 104.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome into the Fortress of Attitude. This is the Morning Crew Radio Show. It is Wednesday, the 17th of April, and as always, we're glad that you're allowing us to be a part of your day. You can be a part of ours at 545-ROCK or 649-ROLL. Also text in, also at 545-ROCK, all area 601. The email address is morningcrew@rock104fm.com. The social media platforms are out there for you to peruse as well. And you know what? You can also listen in through the stream app or telling Alexa to play Rock 104. Plenty of cloud cover across South Mississippi as we get your Hump Day Wednesday up and rolling here. In fact, you might even want to be aware you may encounter some fog here early on. But we'll stay mostly cloudy through the day. Your high topping out right around the 83-degree mark. So it's 66 in Hattiesburg. I'm Tom Colt over there. That's the hardest working man on the radio today, Mr. Flying Brian Hicks.
Hey now.
Yes, there he is. And by the process of elimination, John Lamar, right there.
Good morning. Good morning.
And welcome to Wednesday.
It's here. Probably the best day of the week.
You just like watching other people suffer, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It helps.
For some reason, I'm not as upset about sales meeting today.
I got stuff to talk about.
I don't know. I feel more mentally prepared.
Well, you had a week off to prepare.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Didn't have one last week because of the bad weather.
Right.
Or the threat of bad weather, which never really materialized here in this part of the state.
Use a bit more bad weather.
Why can't we have bad weather every Wednesday?
I don't think it's in the cards for today.
No, it is not. It may look a little on the gloomy side, but we don't have any bad weather.
See, the trouble is if you go to a place where they always have bad weather, they're used to it, and they don't freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. You have to be somewhere where most of the time the weather is at least amicable, right? Hmm. Anyhow, how is everybody this morning? Well, that was resounding. On the fence?
It's been a long week already.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I started that, what you call it, Reacher show last night.
Yeah, how do you like it? How do you like it?
It's gratuitously violent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
that
is.
Sounds awesome.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually pretty good.
I've seen the Tom Cruise Reacher.
This guy's a little more intimidating than Tom Cruise.
Apparently, yeah, in the book, I didn't know that, but he's supposed to be like a hulking, gigantic individual.
And so you obviously choose Tom Cruise when you're making the film.
Right.
See, I always thought it kind of worked because it's more impressive for a little fella to be so good at hand-to-hand combat and take on people, you know, 6 inches taller than him.
And you look at Tom Cruise and you think, I can handle that, right? And then he kicks your ass.
Right. The idea someone even steps up to him makes sense because he is so diminutive. The guy they have playing Reacher in this show
is a former American Idol contestant, is he not?
Is he?
I think so.
I don't remember.
He might be. He's a big guy.
Yeah, and he also...
He's ripped.
I thought he used to play Division I football or something. I can't remember, but he's
wouldn't surprise
he's
you.
He's a huge dude.
Yeah.
Like 6'5". Broad as a barn door, and every time he gets
chiseled
into a fight, it's like, who is the person throwing a punch at this man?
Yeah, who's going to go all in?
Because there's a few times where, like, 5 people will attack him at once.
I'm going to hit this guy with a pool stick.
Yeah, and you can see how 5 people might think they have a chance against one person, regardless of their size. But there have been plenty of instances in the show where some individual, lone person will throw guff at him, and it's like, what are you doing? Why? Why would you do that?
It's not a bad show. It's okay.
I am not quite into it yet, but yeah. I'm going to give it a try. I don't particularly like the gumshoe police work that, like, you know how shows always make cops look stupid? All the time.
Yeah, right.
They always
right.
look stupid.
Right. And they end up having to explain things to themselves. And basically, it's to let the audience in on something they might not already know.
May I ask who the villain is in this piece?
You don't even know yet, really.
You don't know who the, you know who the villain was in the first Jack Reacher movie?
I do. The Zek.
That's right. Werner Herzog. in a rare acting performance.
I believe it was Seven Finger Werner Herzog.
Yes. One of the only delights of the movie. The only thing I really remember.
Mm.
It didn't do much for me, and I didn't watch the sequel.
CBS has got a show that...
I don't know if I did either.
It's not really Reacher-like. It's sort of in the same vein. It's called Tracker. You watched this thing at all?
Jack Tracker.
No. It's like if Reacher and Magnum P.I., old school Magnum P.I., OG and Magnum P.I. combined.
Well, that sounds terrible.
This guy goes and finds missing people.
Is it like a version of it where he never catches the guy?
No. He goes finds people.
So he does reach them, even though... Okay.
Well, it's not reaching. He's tracking. It's Tracker.
So he never does reach them?
Well, no. He finds the people.
Yeah, he like looks in the dirt, knows they've been there.
Okay, Jack Reacher finds people. That's why his name's Reacher. Yeah. He reaches you. If your name's Tracker, Jack Tracker...
You're tracking people. You find them. Anyway... It's kind of got the same vibe.
Jack Tracker.
Like, really should call it Catcher.
I mean.
He's not trying to catch anybody. He's trying to find people.
Tad Catcher.
There's just a whole series of them similarly named.
Percy Finder.
Fox over people over at Fox are going, hey, we need to come up with a show. I mean, CBS has got that Tracker. There's that Reacher thing that's on
Chad Searcher.
Johnson, you're a genius. Take the rest of the day off.
Coming this fall, Jim Seeker. It's just a guy looking for a place to work out.
He spells his name J-G-Y-M. Jim Seeker.
He's looking for a place to work out. And he'll stop at nothing.
It's weird. That one didn't take off. Sweeps Week was very disappointing.
Didn't even last a full run.
Dude, there's a Planet Fitness right there.
Yeah. There's about 6 unaired episodes.
Locked him away for the tax break.
Morning Crew Network was a failure.
Much like everything else we've touched.
That's right.
Over the last 20 some odd years.
It's like 9 of those shows and no other content.
Once again, kind of like the radio show too. Much the same with no content.
The nation is divided. Are you Team Tracker or Team Finder?
I'm a searcher man. Never miss an episode.
Did you guys see this week's Would You Rather? We're going to get to that coming up in a little bit.
You mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten.
Okay.
Care to share?
Sure.
Gene Wilder?
No. You're misreading my handwriting on the show planner.
Gone Witches.
No. Genie Wishes.
Okay.
That's the subject matter.
I don't understand. That's okay. Not a would you rather.
Okay, here's your would you rather. Actually, is would you rather have a genie grant you 3 wishes immediately or have that genie give you 5 wishes over the span of 5 years? So basically 1 wish a year for 5 years.
Mm.
Kind of like the lottery. Do you take the lump sum or do you spread it out and get more over a longer period of time?
Do I get to keep the wishes, what I get from the wishes? Like, after a year goes by, does my wish undo itself or something?
I don't know. We'll have to examine that.
I have so many questions.
Okay. All right.
Can I wish for more wishes?
Oh, yes. That's always a question.
And that's a no. You can't wish for more wishes.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. I will answer that one right up front.
Okay. I still got a lot more.
Okay. All right. Well, you still have time if you would like to weigh in on Facebook. We do have that segment coming up here this morning. So, 3 wishes immediately or 5 wishes over the span of 5 years. But you only get 1 wish per year. Wasn't really implied in the posting, original posting, but that's kind of what it was. All right. So, we've talked about these school zones with the new radar-looking thing, cameras and that kind of thing going up. I found out a little bit more about what this all is. So this is actually going to go into use next Monday at a couple of Hattiesburg school zones. So if you drive around the Hub City, you may need to be aware of this.
Yeah, after Monday, can't be blowing through them school zones. They'll know who you are.
The goal of this pilot program is to reduce speeding in the school zones and assist police in their enforcement of these speed limits.
We told you that earlier, this went before the city council, was unanimously approved. It's kind of a pilot program. They'll use technology provided by a third party called IntelliSafe. These cameras, and they're kind of a camera and radar gun in one.
Sure.
That cops will hold.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like mounted on stop signs or anything like that, because that's...
It's self-checkout for ticket writing.
It kind of, well, sort of. I mean, you still got a clerk there in the police officer. But the cameras will be at Woodley Elementary School on Hardy Street near 21st Avenue and Grace Christian School on West 7th Street. And this program will continue through the end of the current year. And then after the completion, officials will sit down and examine, hey, how did this work? Is there any way we can improve on this? And then they'll move forward to see if it can be expanded to other school zones when classes resume in the fall.
So what it is if they clock you going 30 and a 25
yeah.
in a couple of weeks, you're going to get a ticket in the mail.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Now, I think in Mississippi, the cameras, that the automatic writing ticket cameras, I think those are illegal, but this is not, because it's a radar gun held by a cop.
Right, as long as there's a man accountable or a
yes.
person
yes.
accountable.
Yes, and it's going to be an officer who's just going to be standing on the side of the road with a radar gun, you know, clocking cars as they go by.
He'll probably be in his car. He's not going to stand there.
Well, I don't know.
peeking out from behind a bush.
Yeah, but it's going to be that, and it's,
yeah, okay.
and the cameras have the license tag recognition so that it can scan the tag, and then that's how you will get your ticket in the mail if you break the school zone speeding law.
I don't drive near schools. Problem solved.
There you go.
I don't think legally I'm able to anyway, but wanted to. But regardless of that.
Anyway, that's a little more into that, what that's all entailing. While we're talking about schools and the such, through the efforts of a middle school group, Hattiesburg police cruisers will have some extra partners riding along with them when the officers are on patrol. Elk Grove Middle School, the Milk Grove Middle School's Junior Civitan International Club, recently donated teddy bears to HPD. Got them a bunch of teddy bears. I guess raised money, got some teddy bears.
Oh, it's got the little cameras in them? like you watch Babysitters when you're not home?
No, it's...
You give them to kids,
no.
See if they're doing drugs?
It's not unusual for cops to carry along bears or other stuffed animals to give out to children who may be facing a traumatizing situation.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that too.
Remember we had the Moose Lodge was giving away mooses.
Right. Here
recently.
I believe that's meese.
Is that sure?
Yeah.
Right. Proper nomenclature. Absolutely so. Anyway, got that. Hey, good news from the Pete last night.
A W.
And I'm going to call it. I was a little concerned as I was getting ready for bed last night. I pulled up the game. It's like, oh, they're getting beat 6-5 after eight innings.
Wow.
Son of a.
Just can't catch a break.
But then they did.
A big break. Matthew Russo capped a 4-run ninth inning for the Golden Eagles when he belted a 3-run game-winning walk-off home run.
Well, that's how you do it there.
Lifting the Southern Miss to a 9-6 come-from-behind triumph over Nichols. Second straight game that the Diamond Eagles have rallied from at least 4 runs down to capture a victory. Southern Miss will next welcome Louisiana Monroe to the Pete this weekend for a 3-game Sun Belt Conference Series, which begins on Friday evening. So there you go.
Turning things around.
Yeah. Who knows? Could go on a run now. Could get hot.
Hey, 1-0.
It's all you need to be at the end of the day, right?
That's right.
Thanks, Coach Fedora.
Are they ranked currently?
No.
Okay.
No, they are not. The only team in the state that is currently ranked is Mississippi State, and I think they're like at 22 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mississippi State won last night, for those who are curious. They shut out Alcorn 11-0 up in Starkville. Ole Miss was on the road in Jonesboro, Arkansas to take on Arkansas State. That game got rained out. There you go. Up to speed.
Very good.
We'll dive into a look at some of the information and news that's coming from the entertainment world. John, you get to start the dish. Go right ahead,
All
sir.
Right. You guys might have heard they are rebooting the Naked Gun franchise. Liam Neeson is set to play Detective Frank Drebin.
Comedy legend Liam Neeson.
It might work. You know, he was funny in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
But he's the straight guy in that.
Yeah, but he's like a overwrought straight guy. You know what I mean? Deadpan kind of thing. So that could work. It depends on what they do with it. But there's an update. Pamela Anderson is also going to star in the Naked Gun reboot.
Is she going to be the Priscilla Presley character?
That apparently is the sort of role she will fill. So that's exciting. I didn't know she was up to anything. You know, I figured you're Pamela Anderson. You probably just kind of lay around the house now.
Just be Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I guess, you know. You already been roasted.
More ways than one.
Jeez. Oh, I'm talking about the celebrity roast.
Rode hard and put up wet.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People, this is why you don't make adult films. But they follow you around for the rest of your life.
That was a home video.
That's a fair point. You're right. I saw that Hulu series, and there really was never any intention of that seeing the light of day. Not like other celebrities in the past who've just completely put it out as a product.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a leak. You know what I'm saying? As far as I know. Let's see. One other piece of information for you. This is bizarre. Paramount is planning a live-action R-rated film version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles called The Last Ronin. It is set in a dystopian future where only one Ninja Turtle remains, and that Ninja Turtle seeks revenge using all four of the signature weapons formerly held by his dead brothers.
So which turtle is it, you think?
I have no idea.
Not going to be Donatello.
Yeah, he had a stick.
Although he was my favorite.
It's got to be, Raphael, right?
Probably. I've never read the comic, The Last Ronin, so I don't know.
I never remember all the names. Raphael, Leonardo, Donatello, and Michelangelo. Okay, never mind. I do remember them all.
And Master Splinter.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. And Shredder and the Foot Clan.
Yeah, Bebop and Rocksteady.
I forgot. So good.
They probably won't be making an appearance.
You don't think so? It might ruin the dystopian R-rated nature of the...
When that comic book first came out, it was black and white and gritty.
Very gritty.
You know, not for kids at all.
The Last Ronin's already been a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd they do that in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s? They took a whole bunch of comics and made the stories so aggressively dark and sad.
Basically, they were meant to be comics for adults.
So all the comic book kids grew up and now they want something grittier.
Looks like Ninja Turtles wasn't really watered down until the cartoon came out.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was always pretty dark.
I had no idea.
Lots of violence. People have stabbed with samurai swords and whatnot, what have you, and whatnot. It was a good time. Is it my turn to read off news?
Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
All right. Well, CinemaCon happened in Las Vegas, and that's where a lot of these news stories are coming out of. Paramount had their panel. That's where the Ninja Turtle stuff came from.
Mm-hmm.
They also revealed that Ridley Scott's next film, the guy who brought you Gladiator, Alien, Blade Runner, most recently Napoleon, has another biopic planned. A full-length feature film about the Brothers Gibb.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Stay alive.
Yeah, Ridley Scott set to
right now somebody's clock radio just went off and they just go, what in the all name that is holy is going on?
So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Did someone specifically ask for that? Why are you doing it then?
Maybe he's a big fan.
Guess so.
It'd be weird if he tied it in with the Alien universe. Like Brothers Gibb versus Aliens. I'd watch that.
I'm going to take Brothers Gibb.
It's just I will too.
It's like in Mars Attacks, their high frequency makes the aliens' heads blow up.
There you go. That's genius.
Yes, yeah, right.
Barry Gibb, the man who can save the world.
Jeez. Let's see, one more for you. Thank you. One more from CinemaCon. They announced, this was, made me very happy. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, creators of South Park, are set to start shooting a new comedy. They're returning to the big screens.
Is it Basketball 2?
Oh, one would hope. That is a masterpiece of American cinema. Everything they've done is golden.
Yeah, they really don't miss.
Team America is aces. One of my favorite. I hate musicals, but I love Cannibal, the musical.
Have you seen the Book of Mormon?
I have not.
It's pretty entertaining.
That was one of them play things, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a musical, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But so, yeah, they've got a new one coming out. Also going to be working with Kendrick Lamar, which is odd.
What?
He's executive producer on the project.
That's intriguing. Is it another musical then?
I don't know. Unknown. They say the script is one of the funniest and most original scripts we've ever read, and it's certain to create some fireworks when it hits theaters on July 4th, 2025.
Boom.
So there you go. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to do like the story of the Founding Fathers as told by Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
They may make the Book of Mormon film edition.
Could be, but it's coming out on July 4th, so it gives you an inclination that it might be patriotically related.
Could be. I'm hoping for Orgasmo, too.
Yeah, me too. Absolute bottom of the barrel. Still funny, but by far the worst thing that they've done.
I love it. Greatest theme song of any movie ever.
What makes a man is its power in his hands.
Is it his quest for glory?
You done?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you follow that?
I don't. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to give you a couple stories here. We talked about Reacher a little earlier this morning. John started
all
watch
of
Reacher.
Its spinoffs, yeah. Too.
Screen Rant says Arnold Schwarzenegger and the star of Reacher, the big hulking guy himself, Alan Ritchson. Ritchson.
Hello, cowboy.
They're going to star in a new holiday film called The Man with the Bag. The movie's about a former thief who helps Santa and a group of misfit elves save Christmas by pulling off a heist.
Aren't elves by nature misfits?
Well,
I guess not when they're among themselves.
Yeah. Harrison Ford tells People magazine that Jimmy Buffett inspired him to get his ear pierced.
How long ago was that?
He's had it for a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Says Harrison Ford, I remember one day that after a long and some might say boozy lunch with Jimmy and Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes fame.
Who also had an earring.
Yes. It was Bradley's birthday, and I saw that both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's how infectious Jimmy's coolness was. Jimmy Buffett story?
Yeah, that is cool.
I don't know if that could rub off on me.
Yeah, me either. Mm. I got enough holes.
And with that.
I just wouldn't pull it off.
Well, no, you'd rip your ear if you tried to.
Get off my ear.
Are you ready for this week's query on our Would You Rather?
I've already forgotten it.
Very good. Let me share it with you then.
I thought really hard on it for a couple of minutes. And then it just kind of went away.
Kind of left you. All right. So this week's Would You Rather is, would you rather have a genie grant you 3 wishes immediately, or have that same genie grant you 5 wishes over the span of 5 years?
And you've already said I can't wish for more wishes.
You can't wish for more wishes.
With either side.
Yeah, now. And the 5 wishes have to be spread out over 5 years. Basically, get 1 wish a year.
Okay, now, after a year expires, does the wish go away? For example, if I wish to be 7 feet tall, do I stay 7 feet tall in year 2, or do I have to re-up my wish?
I'm going to say no. You can stay 7 feet tall. Once you wish something...
It's a permanent
thing. But you could say, I want to be 7 feet tall
for
forever.
For a year, yeah, okay.
Or for a year.
Good point. Yeah. Okay.
You can wish that. That's
part
of the wish.
Can you pull an Aladdin situation and trick the genie into giving you a free wish? Because remember, the first wish that Aladdin wants is to get out of the Cave of Wonders, but he tricks the genie into basically saying, you can't do it, you're not real, nuh-uh, and the genie gets him out, but it's not a wish. And he says, all right, no more freebies or something. It's been a long time.
All right, well, if you can trick him, I guess.
I can trick the genie.
Yeah,
I can try to.
You can try to trick the genie.
I think the big question is, what kind of genie are we talking about here? Are we talking about a Barbara Eden type thing?
Right.
Or are we talking about like a Wishmaster evil genie that, you know, like takes your wishes and twists them around?
Or are we talking Will Smith doing Aladdin?
I think we're just talking straight up genie.
No, we're
not going to go to a blue Will Smith. No.
Didn't happen.
So, like, no, I think it's a literal
because
thing.
Because the djinn are traditionally, and you know,
where the term comes
up,
from,
up to no good.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
they are demons.
I get that. But no, it's
they are.
It's you have to be careful what you wish for, because the genie's going to do it literally, right?
See, that's the whole thing. There's always like a less with genies, but there's like a monkey's paw aspect to it where there's terrible repercussions if you mess up your wish.
Yeah, so be careful for what you wish.
So I could say, like, I want to be the sole winner of the Powerball lottery the next time the jackpot rises above $500 million. That seems specific enough.
Yeah.
Of course, with my luck, it'll never get up that way again.
It's like I just got to be careful. I don't want to say, like, I want a big pecker.
You get a giant bird.
And a big...
Yeah.
You have a bird beak on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your next wish?
But that's...
worst of it is, if you went with the five, you're stuck like that for a year.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to use the next wish to get rid of it.
See, I'm going to go with the three because I want as little to do with the djinn as possible. I want our agreement to be over immediately.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a chance that the appearance of the genie could be spooky, which means every year around that time, you know, I'm going to be walking down the street one day and spooky genie's going to pop up.
Poof.
You know, and I have to have sat for a year and worried about it and thought about what I'm going to ask him. But at the same time, it's more wishes, and you'd be less likely to squander them if they were spaced out.
And that is one of the things that a lot of people in the survey on Facebook said. I have time that I won't make a rash, ill-thought-out decision. I have time to contemplate what I want to wish for.
Can the genie transport me through time? And if so, do I bring the 5 years with me? You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that would be one of your wishes, though.
Yeah, I want to be in college again or whatever. So you go back, right? Now, do I wait 1 year and then I have another wish? Or do I have to wait and go forward in time all over again and get to what would have been the second
year? I think it would be a calendar year from where you are.
Okay. All
right. So, yeah.
But you can time travel.
If you want to say, I want to go back to X year where I was in college at X spot, you know, whatever university or college it was. I mean, you better be specific because...
And I want to remember that I'm back here. Man,
yeah,
that
I mean,
way.
I mean, you
oh,
could,
buddy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need wishes.
He sends you back when they're like in the middle of building a building and you're in the middle of a wall.
Jeez.
See, you got to be careful. See, Brian's all over this whole djinn thing, man.
Oh, I've done my research.
Are they tricksters?
A lot of the time, yes.
Okay.
Don't let the Robin Williams portrayal fool you. That's rarely the case.
All right, so Brian's going to go for the three at once.
And I'm going to knock them out, one right after the other.
One right after the other.
Yeah, if you read 1001 Nights, they do tend to put one over on you.
How about you?
Just don't trust them.
See, and the reason that I'm going to go with the five is because I don't trust them, and I'm going to need some time to plan what exactly I'm asking for. I'll have it written on a note card and say it exactly as it's written. Mm-hmm. I'll take it to an attorney, let him look it over, you know, sometime during that year. Punch holes in this, sir. How can this go bad for me? Let's reword it.
All that work and you still end up with a beak on your face.
I'm not wishing for that.
I think.
Well, the djinn will find a way.
We all... Probably.
No one wants to say it out loud, but I'll take the bullet. I know we're all going to wish for it. Okay, what did other people say?
Believe it or not, 94% went with the five wishes over 5 years.
You're dealing with the devil, a lot of you.
So
are you, just in a shorter form.
I'm getting it over with. Be gone, devil.
So only 6% said that they would take all three wishes at the same time. And again, most of the people who said the five over the 5 years, like Patrick said, five over 5 years for sure. Not only five is more total wishes, but the compounded wisdom from each wish would likely improve with each year, since you'd have more time to contemplate, more time to consider how to maximize gains within the rules of the wish-granting playbook. Also, a lot can change in 5 years.
Yeah, but you're not me.
But see, traditionally speaking, genies, I mean, they can basically create alternate universes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I were a, you know, basketball star, and you're an entirely different world where now there's like an Air Lamar. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser?
Oh, absolutely.
That, where they totally changed the entire world.
See, my problem with the question that I would ask is the genie omnipresent? So, or is it one of these kind of deals where he poofs in and you've got a set amount of time to make your wish? Or, in Brian's case, wish is, and then poof, he's gone. Or, if you take the 5 and 5, you know what? I'll take the 5 and 5, genie. Give me a week, and I'll get back to you. And then somewhere between now and then, you go, well, I wish I had a Big Mac right about now.
Oh, that would stink.
Yeah, right? And there's your wish for the year.
Poof, and then it pops up.
And you go, son of a... Right?
See, I think the traditional modus operandi of a genie is that they, if they owe you a wish, they have to stay around you until you wish it.
Yeah. See?
Right. And like,
once again, you're picking the year thing. You're going to have 5 years of entertaining a genie.
Well, it's not. No. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, maybe he's in a lamp. You just carry the lamp.
Yeah, better be careful not to rub it or conjure him.
Well, he'll just pop out and say, what? What? I know I owe you. What?
And then there was Dave, who came down, one of the few that came down on the side, like Brian, the 3 and 3. The three and done.
He's a godly man.
Dave said, I don't think I have 5 years left in me, so immediately would probably work best. Unless my first wish of the five wishes was to live longer.
Yeah, couldn't you just wish for absolutely perfect health? You know, and then probably get hit by a bus. They're tricky.
Yep.
That new River Avenue Bridge connecting Hattiesburg and Pedal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Was set to open in mid-April.
Well, here we are.
Hey, yeah.
However, recent rainy weather has pushed the date back just a little bit. Forest County officials now say they expect the span to be open to traffic the week of April 29th.
So 2 more weeks I got to wait to go to Hattiesburg because I live on the pedal side.
You realize there are other ways to
get there's not.
Across the leaf.
Not without a headache.
He's right.
Actually,
don't tell me 59.
No, 59 is, yeah, no. It's
impassable.
Well, it comes close to
and impossible.
Yeah, you got to take a ferry till your ox drown.
You can go Highway 11, and that's not usually a problem. 42, and then in that way through the bypass.
The boatman's all creepy. No.
Anyway, a project manager said they expect to begin paving next week, and it'll take a couple, 3 days to do that. And then they have a bit more to do even after the bridge does open up the week of the 29th, especially on the pedal side of the river. South Main Street will require another couple of months for that work to be completed, but you'll still be able to get across the river until then using the Dawson Cutoff as a detour.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
Also, if you drive through the city of Laurel.
That's Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Not Dawson's Cutoff. Sorry.
I'm going to wait for the bridge to be open.
Never seen that show.
Well, you've missed out, Tom.
Yeah, Jiminy Christmas. Your Vanderbeeklessness is tragic.
I vaguely know whom you are referring.
Dawson.
Of Dawson's Creek fame.
I'm actually more familiar with the cutoff than I am the creek. Okay, well, if you live in the city of Laurel, also some road work going on there. One intersection near downtown is closed for repairs. That intersection...
Putting in a roundabout.
don't even joke.
No. The intersection of North 15th Avenue and 3rd Street will remain closed until further notice so crews can replace water mains, sewer mains, and other drainage improvements. They'll also do some resurfacing, of course, when they get it all done.
I mean, while you're there, slapping a roundabout. That's all I'm saying. Perfect place for one.
Under all the sewage, or over all the sewage.
Yeah.
The project is part of a bigger restoration of water, sewer, and drainage systems along 15th Avenue, which will run from Congress Street to 12th Street. Anyway, work has also begun to resurface Hillcrest Drive.
No.
No way.
Yes.
You're making that up.
No.
They said it would never happen.
I know. It's been 6 years in the making, a project that has been on the... On the drawing board and on the radar for the Jones County Board of Supervisors for better than half a decade. It's hoped that that project may be completed by the end of this week.
Oh, so they're just going to patch it.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? How are you going to be able to tear up that roadway and resurface it in like 3 days? I guess it is just one long stretch of road. I mean, it's not like you got to worry about any curves or anything.
You watch, they're just going to pour gravel all over it.
Because it's not like buses and 18-wheelers drive that thing all the time. Oh. Can I call it, though, if they do a really good job of resurfacing? Perfect drag strip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get off of 84, head towards Sanderson Farms.
Yeah.
Just floor that son of a gun.
There you go. Right there by the police gun range.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and the golf courses that constantly have tiny carts darting back and forth.
Yeah. Let's aggravate the cops while they're all riled up.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. Let's go to France, shall we? 'Tis a silly place.
It is a silly place.
Petit fromage.
A new study by the University of Montpellier.
Sacré bleu.
Reveals that eating high refined carb foods like white bread.
Yep.
Pasta.
Oh, big fan.
Cereal.
Love it.
Sure.
Cookies?
Man, I eat the hell out of some cookies.
Pastries?
Bigger in France, but they have their place here.
Well, eating high refined food, carb foods like that makes you less attractive.
My God, they've broken the code.
A diet high in refined carbs leads to water retention, puffy face, and weight gain.
Oh, okay. It's not the... Okay. I was like, what if I eat it in private? Nobody's around to see me eat it. But it's not the fact that I'm eating that.
No, it's...
Why do we even have scientists anymore?
Exactly.
All they do is stuff like this.
Right. Did you know carbs make you fat?
We've already figured out everything.
Yeah, thanks, pipe Marie down. Curie. Honestly, like...
There's nothing more that we need to know.
Like, hi, I'm Watson, and I'm Crick. We discovered DNA. Oh, I'm a French guy who decided sugar's bad for you.
Researchers took pictures of study participants who had eaten bad carbs and those who had eaten more healthy foods. The health nuts scored better when rated on their appearance.
That's not even science. That's like a hot or not poll.
It kind of ends up being that way. Yeah. Who's more effective? This Fatty McFatpants over here? Or the supermodel.
You basically just did Tinder.
Look at this loser trying to eat a baguette.
Swipe right. Or is it swipe left?
I think right left is the positive. Bad. Yeah.
Left is bad? Left is gauche?
Yeah, you left them.
Hot. All right. Anyway, take that for what it's worth. So.
Someone paid for that.
Enjoy your carbs over there, your nudes.
Well, see, I didn't need a French scientist to let me know that I shouldn't be eating them.
You do look unattractive.
Time to dive into the strange yet true.
From around the world, around the country, around your block, and up your alley.
We call this the news not making the news, the stories that don't get a lot of attention elsewhere. We'll share them with you here. And are you guys familiar with a product called Dramamine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Anti-motion sickness stuff. Dramamine is... promoting its 75th anniversary of the motion sickness meds with a new puffer jacket made out of airplane sickness bags.
I get it.
A little barf bag fashion for you going on here. The jacket designer, a person by the name of Jesse Bearden, says the unique look of vintage bags, air sickness bags, and their various colors and designs actually make a great template for a totally one-of-a-kind textile. And that's what inspired me to create a jacket.
I'm sure it looks very stylish.
The colorful coat is constructed completely out of bags from airlines and costs $7.50.
But it's a puffer jacket, though.
Yes.
And
it costs $7?
$7.50.
Is it puffed up? Is it filled with down or whatever? Because it's going to look like it's full of vomit.
It goes on sale today.
If you're looking for an $8 jacket.
I mean, can't afford not to.
Right? You can't even get that shopping at Roses.
Believe me, I've tried.
Have you looked it up? Have you found
it? I'm trying to find it right now.
Because you say puffer jacket, I picture like a Patagonia where there's filling in it, you know? Which means if it's made out of vomit bags and it's filled with fluff, it's going to look like you're wearing puke.
No, it's just the outside of bags. It's interesting looking.
That's never a good sign.
Well, I mean, it looks like quilt.
Yeah, it looks fashionable. You're right.
It looks like a quilt.
Yeah, you could see like Kanye West wearing it or something.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Timothy Chalamet.
All right, there we go. I'm on board.
Now I want one. Aye. Well, while you admire that, we are going to go to Quebec.
May we?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I see. A Quebec man recently asked a doctor to remove his fourth and fifth fingers on his left hand because he felt they didn't belong there. That'd be your pinky and ring finger on your left hand, I believe.
So you look like this.
Yeah.
Correct.
But just on the one hand.
Just on the one hand because he just felt like those didn't belong there. Dr. Nadia Nadeau documented the case and said the man is suffering from body integrity identity disorder, otherwise known as BID.
The BID.
BIID.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Only in Canada. The surgery helped alleviate his distress and improved his overall well-being. They did it. Man walks into doctor, says, lop off two of my fingers. Doctor, who took the Hippocratic Oath to first do no harm, says, sure, step right up. Thwack!
Hey. That man's money spends just as good as anybody else's.
You got to think that he didn't use the Canadian National Health Care thing to do that, right? He had to pay out of pocket for that. Right?
I mean, it's elective surgery, is it not?
It's elective surgery.
It's not elective surgery.
It's not going to kill you.
It's treatment for body integrity identity disorder.
Oh, you're right.
No, the government paid to lop off this guy's fingers. I can almost guarantee you they covered some portion of it. It's insane.
Well, as long as he's been his copay, right?
Who only knows, man? But this is obvious, right? We all knew we were going to get here.
So people in Canada right now crossing the border into the United States to get diabetes treatment and that kind of stuff, this guy walks in and gets his fingers lopped off.
Yeah, yeah. If you have diabetes and you're waiting for insulin, you're in line behind this guy.
Jiminy.
But we all saw this coming, right? We're talking about a country where they are more than happy to have the government pay you to lop off certain more significant parts of the male anatomy. Shall we say? And this is the country with MAID. Remember MAID? Medical assistance in dying?
Oh, assisted suicide.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, just go to a doctor. He's like, off me, doc. Like, well, we got to do a check. Are you sad? I sure am. All right, step this way.
It's pretty awesome.
It is not awesome.
It is. Gets people out of here.
Unbelievable.
Clears up the line, you know, at the supermarket.
If I had inoperable cancer and only had 6 months to live and I'm in this terrible pain, maybe.
That's not what we're talking about, man. I'm talking about 21-year-olds who are bummed out.
Yeah, well, again, thinning of the herd.
He's right.
How compassionate of the two of you.
The Canadians don't really count anyway.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if I can bring us down. That's kind of... That's kind of gotten us too happy.
We're on cloud nine as it is.
Need to bum you guys out a little bit. Don't want you floating off.
Do your worst, my friend.
All right. Here we go. This is wackiness. A Lyon County, Iowa. You know that place? That's your home state?
No, it's not.
Birth home?
Nope, sure not.
Whatever. Lyon County, L-Y-O-N County, Iowa, healthcare provider Forgot about a patient. Actually left the office. Closed up shop. Went home. Went to sleep.
What?
The guy...
So he was just in the waiting room, like, waiting for...
No, no. He was in one of the rooms.
Oh, so he'd been taken back.
Yes.
And he was waiting to see the doctor, yes. And the doctor didn't realize he was there, and everybody left.
Yes. The visit was for some acupuncture.
Oh, no.
And the patient was left with needles in his body.
So he'd already received the acupuncture.
For several hours, yeah. He was halfway through the procedure. You know, hadn't got to the part, you know, where they take them out.
And the guy left to go home and take a nap?
Oh, no, just thought, I guess, thought everybody had already gone.
Day's done.
Forgot. Maybe somebody moved the chart. I don't know. Shut her down. And guy's laying there with, hey.
Hello?
I got a bunch of needles in my neck and back.
And some of the places they stick those, you'd want to move very carefully.
Oh, the patient managed to get up. He used the phone to dial 911.
Looking like Hellraiser.
Pinhead.
As he was waiting for police to arrive, he began removing the needles himself. So
they are pretty tiny. You know, you could probably... The biggest concern would be missing one.
It's laying down and it going all the way through you. Like you forget and you sit down.
Hot! They are so small that I don't even know if you'd bleed. I mean, they're like a hair's width.
They'd almost bend and break, wouldn't they?
Who only knows? But I can tell you, look at an acupuncture chart, and there's no telling where he had these things, because there's about 10,000 places you can stick them.
Even more of that. Anywhere.
No, there are certain points. Acupuncture.
Oh, you can't just stick them anywhere?
You're not supposed to.
How's that
to.
Feel? It's in my eye. Sorry, it's my first day.
Unbelievable.
Going to Laurel for this story.
The city, beautiful.
Yes.
America's hometown.
Absolutely correct, right? We see that each and every Sunday night on the HGTV.
I thought we see it every day on the HGTV.
It's almost inescapable at times, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Well, if you drive through the city of Laurel, you see a number of things. You see, obviously, people... Visiting the town.
Ben and Aaron.
You see, occasionally you run into the Bens and Aarons.
Piggly Wiggly.
The Piggly Wiggly there on 16th Avenue. You occasionally will see a Laurel police car.
One would hope, yeah.
Well, and you know, our friends at the LPD, they frequently have had recruiting drives to find people who are looking to become officers there in Laurel. Police officers.
I've thought about it.
Busy sheriffing.
Yeah, I'd be good at it.
I think so. Well, you've got the experience already. I mean, sheriff of Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's actually probably a step down, to be honest.
20 years, yeah.
I know.
But, you know, you get older,
mm-hmm.
less responsibilities.
I got you. Have somebody else having to do all the worrying for you. Just tell you, point you in the right direction, tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, LPD is looking again. This time it's for officers with four legs who could literally take a bite out of crime.
By four legs.
I mean a dog.
Okay, all right.
Dog
but,
is
like,
what I'm
I have four appendages.
I was going to say, you could technically have a police hippo that would do the exact same thing.
At this week's Laurel City Council meeting, actually, wouldn't that be terrifying?
Yes.
It would be.
It'd be more, what's worse, German Shepherd coming at you or a hippo?
Also, if there was ever like an improvised explosive device, it could basically just swallow it and be fine.
Or scatter... blubber all over the town.
No, you just hear a boom and steam would come out of its ears.
Yeah.
I've seen cartoons.
And other orifices.
Yeah.
Anyway, at this week's Laurel City Council meeting, members discussed an assistance grant to pay for canine officers. LPD Chief Tommy Cox says the department actually did recently purchase a canine. The council, again, at its meeting this week, discussed $21,000 in funding that is through the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. And $21,000 would pay for two dogs. Chief Cox says LPD needs at least three more to complete its unit. The council is required to hold a public meeting, or a public hearing, that is, in order to apply for the grant, and that hearing has been scheduled for May the 7th.
Dude, I can get you a dog for $50.
Yeah, but you got to have one. These are special dogs. They're made to handle 9 millimeters.
That dew claw. Yeah. Able to pull the trigger on the...
For $50, I'll throw in some duct tape when you tape the gun to his paw.
How much would it cost to get, like, instead of a canine, you know, get a trained hippo? Because that, again, would be outstanding.
It's going to be more than $50. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
You're a loose cannon, Nibbles. Badge and gun on the table right now. It's duct taped to my hand, sir.
Paw.
Right.
Well.
Nibbles, the police officer.
Canine Nibbles. We're all familiar with Gordon Ramsay, right?
Yes.
British chef, entrepreneur.
Cantankerous. Firebrand, if you will.
TV sensation.
The soup is dry.
Well, Gordon Ramsay's $16 million London pub has been taken over by squatters.
In a city that won't do nothing about them.
The squatters have locked themselves in, are cooking in Gordon Ramsay's kitchen, and are refusing to leave. They are threatening legal action against eviction.
How is this a thing we allow in this world?
I don't understand that.
There are some states where they allow this nonsense.
I don't understand that.
Go in there, grab them, yank them out. Get them out of there.
It's called trespassing.
It's called trespassing.
I don't.
Like squatting and trespassing.
Disturbance of a business.
Have no difference. There's no difference. It's just the word you use.
Ramsay himself has called the police for help, but the situation remains challenging. The squatters have posted a note on the front door which reads, quote, "Take notice that we occupy this property, and at all times there's at least one person in occupation. And if you attempt to enter by violence or by threatening violence, we will prosecute you. You may receive a sentence of up to 6 months imprisonment and or a fine of up to £6,200.
Jiminy crickets. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And like, I think it's California. They have squatters' rights,
yes,
laws, and
oh,
whatnot.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's I've seen a story where LeBron James is absolutely beside himself because a home in his neighborhood has been taken over by squatters.
Yeah, yeah. And there are multiple variations of squatting. Like sometimes it's a renter that gets evicted and won't leave.
Sure.
And they just transfer. They become they're not a tenant anymore. Now they're a squatter, and they have like more rights as a squatter than they do as a tenant, to the point where the landlord will show up and the police will be called, and it's the landlord that gets arrested.
Yeah.
What?
Why? I mean, I
make that make sense. Like,
well, how many times we've seen stories of people who have gone away on vacation. Their home, their residence, not a piece of property that they lease out.
Yes, they're simply not in their home.
Someone
for an extended period.
Breaks in and just says, well, I'm squatting now. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Didn't sneak a key. They broke a window and climbed in. And it's, I forget if it's, I don't think it's like a.
I got a Smith & Wesson that says something different than that, but whatever.
And see, that's the frustrating thing about it is, there are certain states where you don't have hardly any gun rights.
Well, yeah.
And when it comes to the use of the firearm, it's even more sticky. And then you couple that with squatters' rights, you basically don't have a home anymore. You basically don't have a home.
I'm wondering, especially these states that do have castle doctrine, right?
There are certain states that
yeah. And we have that here in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
So what happens if somebody tries to squat in my house? I come home, say, we've gone to Panama City Beach, do the show. I come back, and some ne'er-do-well has broken in and is now...
Brian has broken in.
Brian is... Well, I wouldn't shoot you.
You might.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't leave.
I know how to
what
get
What if
you.
I came at you like a spider monkey?
No, I know how to get Brian out of the house. Invite John Lamar to come over as well.
Oh.
Yeah, tell him I'm coming, then toss a six-pack out the front door.
And then shut the door and lock it behind him. But no.
I don't think in this state it would be a problem because we don't have squatters' rights,
do we?
I know,
but at the same time, you come home and you find somebody in there that is obviously broken and entered because they don't have a key.
Well, here you'd call the police and say, there's a guy breaking into my home.
Yeah, and won't leave. They probably would haul him off.
They probably would haul him off because this state, you know, sort of has its head on straight in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they don't in California.
And this is in London, this story with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, but London is one of the most liberal cities on planet Earth.
And let's just call it Paris also, or not Paris, but France is being overrun, too, by all kinds of stuff like this. For those of you who go, oh, just let have the burgers open, let everybody in. look at France. Look at Great Britain.
Yeah.
Look at even Germany now.
Well, see, they have a uniquely bad problem, though, because their migrant problem are military-age fundamental Islamists. That's very different than what we're dealing with. It's not that our problem isn't big.
Right, no.
But they're inundated by angry 20-year-old extremists
that hate
Western culture.
There's literally a problem in France right now where they're gearing up in less than 100 days for the Olympic Games.
Good luck.
They want to have the Olympic opening ceremonies, or at least a portion of them, along the River Seine. That runs right through the heart of France. Paris. Beautiful, beautiful.
Famous, yes. Yeah,
runs by the Notre Dame Cathedral and all this other stuff. They're afraid they can't do that because of fear of a terrorist attack from their own citizenry.
Yes, and just so you know, in France, because basically no one's allowed to have a gun, what they mean when they say terrorist attack is usually a man running around stabbing everyone he can. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Open borders, everyone?
Why don't you just send Gordon Ramsay in there to belittle them? Your hair's greasier than a truck stop cheeseburger.
Drop the knife, you donut!
I don't know what stinks worse, your culinary skills or your actual body.
Walks around with two pieces of bread. You know what it says? An idiot sandwich.
So, is being married better for your health than being single?
It doesn't make sense that that would be the case.
You sure?
Yeah. Because you get married, you done bagged yourself one. So you
let yourself go?
You
is that what you're saying?
Around,
yeah, okay.
You get fat, you get disgusting, you get old, and then you die. But if you're single, hey.
Ray of sunshine over there, mic number two.
You still got to look trim and fit.
Okay.
Wrangle in one of them birds.
Wasn't there the opposite logic, though, that once you're married, you have sort of a family to live for and take care of, and you have to stick with it so they can keep you around?
No, families drain the life out of it.
He's not completely wrong on that. Before I got married and had a kid, full head of hair, not a single gray hair on my head.
Yeah. He's wasting away over here. Looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Man!
Well, a new survey out reveals that being married reduces the risk of early death by 20%.
See that?
What?
Yeah.
I can see it, I guess. You're not out about at all hours of the night trying to get you some strange.
Can't be acting a fool.
Right. Gun down,
Well, this
in an
actually, this doesn't necessarily have
can't
to
do that.
With...
You're not going to get gunned down in an alleyway if you're sitting at home on the couch.
Well, that much is very true. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, trying to block out the children.
Researchers studied the health and death records of some 623,000 people. Here's what they found. Unmarried people, 12% more likely to die from strokes and aneurysms than married people.
Because you can't decide on what to do. There's so much. Possibilities are endless.
Unmarried people are 17% more likely to die from heart attacks, heart disease, and heart failure.
Because you got no one to be healthy for, so you're just out there cheeseburging it all the time.
Okay, that does make some sense there. Unmarried people, 19% more likely to die from external causes of death, such as an accident or injury, than married people.
Gunned down in an alleyway.
That's interesting. Slip and fall on the dance floor at the disco.
What year is it?
It's a long survey. They've been doing it a while.
There's a panic at the disco.
Unmarried people are 14% more likely to die from a respiratory disease. And unmarried people are 6% more likely to die from cancer.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Because once you're married, you don't have to look cool anymore, so you stop smoking.
Of course, the survey also did show that 45% of married people are more likely to die from being nagged to death.
See there?
Well, let's see here. Our thanks, as always, to everybody who took part this morning, whether you chimed in on our Would You Rather, you called in, you texted in, just listening. We appreciate you. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of your morning, just as much as we're appreciative of you being a part of ours. Let's see what we got coming up here as we enter the halfway mark of this week and head toward the upcoming weekend. And mentioned this earlier, Southern Miss Baseball will be back in action at Pete Taylor Park this weekend. Golden Eagles now riding a two-game winning streak, two big come-from-behind wins. Keep that train a-rolling as the Diamond Eagles take on the Warhawks of Louisiana Monroe? I think that's right. Anyway, ULM comes to the Pete for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday contests here in Hesburgh. Also coming up, a whole bunch of stuff on Saturday. You've got the Family Wives Healthy Kids Day from 9 until 11. That, again, on Veterans Memorial Drive here in Hesburgh, the Healthy Kids Day at the Y. Also, it's Record Store Day of the Dog with our friends at T-Bone Records. In fact, we'll have folks in from T-Bones on Friday to talk a little bit more about this. It's really a cool deal, and it involves adopting pets or at least taking care of some animals, as well as some great finds on Record Store Day this Saturday. So that's going on. Also, a couple of crawfish-related events. You've got Crawfest, the Community Bank Crawfest. That's going on in downtown Laurel. That's on Saturday with cooking competition, judging, and pretty much all you can eat crawfish. And speaking of that, also the Downtown Crawfish Jam. And here in Hattiesburg, you had Walthall Park. That's pretty much an all-afternoon event, or across the middle of the day, an afternoon event as well. So you got that happening. So plenty of stuff to do as we get toward the weekend. Start to, making your plans right now so you don't get caught shorthanded a little bit later. For Flying Brian Hicks, John Lamar, I'm Tom Colt. Grab your kids all up. Give them a big old hug. Tell them that you love them, and you'll have yourself a great rest of your hump day Wednesday one, because I didn't wish it so. God bless. See you back here in the morning.
Are magical.
The Rock 104 Morning Crew.